My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
Crushed. Deep right. Santander will wave goodbye. Jose Ramirez with a right hand to the chin of the Baltimore Orioles.
Definitely a whirlwind today, something that really haven't been through before. So I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. Still got to execute the game plan, and really didn't give my team a chance today. We pretty much shook hands, introduced each other, and he said, I got you tonight. I'm like, all right, let's get after it. So we kind of talked a little bit in the pregame meeting. So we'll definitely build it from here on out.
That was fine. I thought he made no poor pitch there with the 3-2 count with Fry.
He comes home, and that's drilled to left by Mayo. Back is Collins. Looking up, that ball is gone. Kobe Mayo homers to left.
Well, Kobe Mayo, there's the bright spot of this Monday morning. Actually, news started breaking last night. Massive Sports revealing the news that Kobe Mayo, one of the top prospects in Major League Baseball, will be in Cleveland tonight as the Orioles take on the Guardians game two of this four-game series. Kobe Mayo, 15th-rated prospect in all of baseball, number three prospect in the Orioles system behind Jackson Holliday, who's now at second base, Sammy Basayo, who's now at Bowie. He's coming. And yesterday, as you listened to the show, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Vinny's back. We'll get to him in a second. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, we were whining. We were crying.
I heard you guys.
We were complaining. And this is with all due respect and nothing personal against LeVon Soto. But when Jordan Westberg, unfortunately, got drilled on Wednesday, unintentional pitch. You hit him, you loaded the bases for a guy that hit a grand slam. There was no intent involved. But he's going to be gone maybe for the duration of the regular season. So you're trying to connect dots logically. Well, let's see. You lost your third baseman, right-handed hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kobe Mayo plays third base. He hits right-handed with more power than Jordan Westberg, who's an all-star level player. His absence cannot be understated, by the way. This is a really bad loss for the Birds of Baltimore. And then we're like, because Wednesday afternoon, I was talking to my cousin. I thought, Mayo's getting called up. Mayo. And then later in the night, it's like LeVon Soto.
No.
And then we're whining yesterday on the air, and a lot of our callers and texters are whining too. So what does this guy need to do to get himself onto the Major League roster? We had Tony Pentillo on, who covers the minors, OrielsHangout.com. There's two things in play. One, they don't think he's good enough or ready defensively. Or two, it's roster and service time manipulation. Because if you recall, 2 years ago, Gunnar Henderson didn't get called up till August.
Yep.
And played very well. But what it did would save his service time, made him eligible for Rookie of the Year, which he won, And because he won Rookie of the Year, the Orioles got a competitive balanced draft pick. So I hear Mike Elias working. But enough is enough. Ramon Urias, Gold Glove winner 2 years ago, he's looking like he doesn't want the ball hit to him anymore. Ramirez, Nolan, you remember last night, hit that rope down third base, and it was almost like his head was turned to left field, yeah, and he tried to Olay it, which is not what Gold Glove third basemen do. So Coby Mayo is coming up to Baltimore, and Rock will be joining us at 11:30, and as soon as the official roster transaction is announced, because somebody's got to go since he is here, we'll let you know. So there's good news. Bad news was Trevor Rogers made his debut with the Orioles yesterday, and you heard him talking about the fact that it was basically, "Hi, I'm Trevor Rogers. I'm Adley Rutschman. All right, let's go try to get out the team with the best record in the American League here on a Thursday night in Cleveland." So he had done well as of late, Trevor Rogers. He is not the guy that he was when he was an all-star in 2021 when his fastball velocity was mid-90s. But he's been effective enough. Kind of settled down after a shaky first, then got kind of ambushed again. But Trevor Rogers, an inauspicious debut as a member of the Baltimore Orioles. So the Orioles lose last night, 10-3. I think another area of concern is the fact that Adley Rutschman's month-plus-long slump continues on. And we have talked many times before, say when a Mountcastle or a Hayes or a Cedric Mullins go into these long lulls. Adley Rutschman hit 132 in July. 132. That's a super bantam or super featherweight.
Yeah.
That's a good duck pin bowling score. But for a guy that's hit second or third in your lineup, it's kind of unacceptable right now. Now, he did have hard contact a couple of days ago in the finale against the Blue Jays. But last night, double play, soft floaters into the outfield. Adley Rutschman is in the throes of a slump that you would never assume would be part of his reality. This is a guy that going into July, Vinny, was hitting over 300. Now as we're into the second day of August, he's barely above 260. So that's a big-time concern. Gunner's power numbers have dipped. He only hit two homers in July. Hit the ball hard twice last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing to see. His defensive problems are unexplainable, quite frankly. Orioles coming to this game against Cleveland, tied for first now, identical records with the Yankees. Yankees are starting to play better. The Orioles had won 4 out of 5 before last night's demolition at the hands of the Guardians. But there's still some concerns with the team, and I think they're valid concerns. Back in the bullpen, Kimbrel's been bad. So we'll see. It's a shake. Last year at this time, the Orioles were starting to ascend. They yes. We're coming to get you, Tampa. Right now, they're like, because of injuries and other factors, they're just trying to keep New York off their heels. And as a matter of fact, Yankees have actually caught him this Friday.
Bob, you were talking about with Rutschman. I was out in Tahoe at one of the games. I was listening to the game, and the announcer, it might have been the Toronto announcer, they says, well, they should walk, I think it was, walk Henderson because Rutschman can't hit, you know, is not hitting. You know, I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. Walk your number one hitter to get to the number two because he's not hitting. You know, get to Rutschman because he, you know, like you said, he's batting 132.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible slump that he is in, and you hope that he busts out of it because it's obviously not the norm for a two-time All-Star and a guy that was doing very well heading into the All-Star break. So he's got to get himself out of it, but the Orioles get clobbered. Cleveland 3-1 against the Orioles here in 2024. Dean Kramer is on the hill to stop the bleeding. He's 4-7 with a 420 against Carlos Carrasco, 3-9 with a 568. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Tim Barbalace and Mike Bordick. But Coby Mayo comes in, throws of a pennant race, never swung a bat in a major league game. Power numbers have been, he was a fourth round pick out of Florida, and they overpaid him at that time. That was the year that Kerstad was picked number two overall. So he came in at a friendly number two slot. And then you had that extra dough to overpay because Mayo had multiple college offers because he was coming out of high school. Now he gets an opportunity to do so. So you're excited to see him. And we have seen for the most part when these guys come up, Adley, Gunner, now they're different breed kind of guys, Westberg, they've lived up to the expectations. Others, Stowers never really got his footing here.
No.
Kerstad, all right, you're waiting to see. I think his defensive liabilities are hurting him more than anything else. But, you know, Mayo, get up here, do your thing. And Jackson Holliday obviously hit a grand slam the other day. Hopefully Mayo comes up and there's a gaping hole at third. Hopefully he fills it.
And Bob, you know what? You were talking about, you know, last year they were starting to really take off. But they were the best team on defense in the league last year. This year, I mean, error after error.
Yeah. You know, the last couple of weeks, they've been really bad. And we're another area in which they've struggled this year, runners in scoring position offensively. Yeah. And the bullpen has taken a dip. It's a flawed team. And Nolan, get in here. Your impressions last night of Trevor Rogers, I don't think it's a fair assessment to judge him off of one game, especially when he was literally activated 5 hours before first pitch here.
Right. He's not as good as his last nine starts prior to the trade or whatever it was, that stretch where he had a 3 ERA and he's actually
2 runs or less in 8 of 9 starts.
Right. He was not that good, and I don't think he's as bad as he was last night. Somewhere in between. Maybe that's a cop-out. It wasn't encouraging, the amount of hard contact he's given up. It was damn near every at-bat. The guy was smoking a ball off the bat. So even a couple outs that he got were of the loud variety. I'm certainly not encouraged by it. The reason we said that we liked the trade was that he was better than Cade Povich or Albert Suarez as a fifth option. Last night didn't really do much to prove that. But in the long run, it could be true.
And Suarez in long relief didn't exactly do a great job trying to stem the tide. But the Orioles, they got their asses kicked last night. It's as clear as that. Try to rebound this evening against Cleveland. Cleveland right now, best team in baseball. Certainly the best team in the American League.
Pretty damn good they are.
Record-wise.
Pretty solid team.
And that Ramirez is a stud. No doubt about it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Vinny is back. Vinny, where you been for the last week?
I went to, my wife, Becky had to speak at a orthopedic foot and ankle convention out in Lake Tahoe. So we were out there for 4 days. Then we went to Napa for two. And then we went up to Palo Alto for a day. We took Rachel and we walked around Stanford, showed her Stanford and stuff, which was changed a lot. I went to look at my old place. Yeah. Bob, my place, one of my friends told me was the place that I had, it was like a 2-bedroom condo right across the street from right downtown Palo Alto almost. I paid $375. I sold it, you know, four years later or whatever for I think like $600. My buddy told me it's worth $3 million now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that because the stadium's up there now?
Oh, no, well, the stadium's my house. Palo Alto is like, Bob, you could say I was right in the middle between Candlestick and San Jose.
Okay.
Because where the new stadium is where our practice facility was. So right in the middle there. But, I mean, Palo Alto, Bob, is taking off. You know, it's crazy what's going on there. So I don't know. I wish I had still owned it, though.
It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. You want to get in? Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a couple of minutes. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Orioles, they lose last night. Got spanked. Looked good early, but then got ugly after that. 10-3 is the final score since the Yankees were off. They are now tied with the Birds, identical records at 65-45. Yankees hosting the Blue Jays, start of a series there. Kevin Gausman, former Oriole, trying to do the former team a solid. So we'll get into all of that. You want to vent? We'll listen. But Kobe Mayo's coming up. You wanted him. He's here. You excited? Ravens back at camp today. 1 o'clock practice, no pads. But a week from today, preseason opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. And believe it or not, there was a game last night, as we talked about yesterday, but it was postponed due to weather.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Send your request to the Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. Olympics are happening in a big way. We got an Olympic update coming up for you at the bottom of the hour. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, coming up at 11 o'clock. Ravens preseason opener is a week from today against Philadelphia. There was a game last night, Hall of Fame game, Bears against Texans, as it's Hall of Fame weekend in Canton. It was a postponed, canceled due to rain. New kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a play. In play, Rock and Baco joining us 11:30. Talk about the call-up of Coby Mayo and how he fits into an Orioles team that is right now tied for first in the American League East after getting clobbered in Cleveland last night, 10-3. Let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 is the number. Tony in Rosedale. Tony, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. But I want to talk about the Orioles, and my feelings is all over the place. And I'm going to borrow an old jogging term from the hip-hop community called keeping it real. And I'm going to keep it real.
Yes.
Okay. Now, a lot of teams, you know, teams have had injuries this year. The Dodgers with bats, Giancarlo Stanton with the Yankees, Tucker with the Astros. Those teams, you know, have managed to somehow keep it together. But coming down the stretch, Bob and Vinny, this doesn't look too good when you're thinking about a lot of question marks. You're counting on pitchers that you've gotten via trade to pitch like they haven't been pitching, you know, in a few months or whatever. You're counting on minor leaguers to come up and perform at a level that they've never proven they've been able to perform at. You know, going down the stretch, that's just a lot of question marks and concerns that worries me that, you know, how did we get in this position or whatever. Like I said, I know we've had injuries. Every team has had injuries. I just mentioned it. Westberg is a good player, but he's not on the level of Mookie Betts and G. Carlos Stanton and Tucker or whatever. So those teams have dealt with it.
Yeah, Stanton's kind of a one-dimensional whatever
Westbrook
he is.
Westbrook was in the All-Star game.
Yeah, Westbrook's a stud.
Yeah.
So that's a catastrophic injury possibly for the Orioles. Tony, three of their top five starting pitchers are gone for the year. Their closer from last year, All-Star, out for the year. Kimbrel, who they brought in, was terrible. Then he got really good. Now he's been terrible again. It's still shaky. Injuries are a factor for them, and they're still tied for first place. Let's not forget that. And you mentioned the Dodgers. You see who's breathing down their necks all of a sudden in the National League West. It's the San Diego Padres. So injuries do have an effect on you. Look at Texas's rotation, decimated by injuries. And a lot of their position players are banged up. They're struggling to stay above 500. Houston's starting rotation. The reason that they and Seattle are still snipping the playoffs is because they're in a division that is less than stellar. So injuries are absolutely a problem for the Orioles right now. And yet they're still in first place or tied for.
Right. And in contrast and in comparison, the reason I brought up some of this stuff is look at the instant gratification that the Yankees have gotten with Jazz Chisholm. I mean, he's made an impact in like three or four games already. And as an Oreo fan, I don't know with all the, you know, question marks that we have, if we're going to find a player like that to make, you know, instant satisfaction or make an impact right away out of all of these people that we've made. I mean, we're hoping Jimenez hits like he did in 2019.
No, I'm not holding my breath on that. But Zach Eflin won his first start.
Right,
let's see what Jazz Chisholm's doing a week from now. Yeah, he's off to a great start. You can't judge these things, Tony. And you've followed sports long enough to know after 5 days, you can't do it. You got to wait.
Right, that's a fair point,
like Tony. Don't give him an instant evaluation. Let it play out.
Right, you guys are right. Okay, that's all I wanted to talk about. Just a little bit of concerns that I had coming down the stretch.
Being concerned is fair. I'm concerned.
All right.
They're going to make the playoffs, but this was supposed to be to take it to the next level year. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. I think that's another conversation, right?
Right.
Are they better today than they were a year ago at this time?
Okay, and be mindful. We have almost two full months left.
Yes.
And we're tied for first.
There you go. Now you're speaking rationally all of a sudden.
No.
You got me worried all of a sudden.
No, that's the point I'm making. Tampa and Boston is really not that far behind us. And, you know, we're worried about the division or whatever. I don't want it to turn around and we're worried about even getting in the playoffs because, you know, we got a long way to go and these teams are slowly but surely creeping up on us, you know, when it comes to wild card.
No doubt.
So we just gotta, okay, that's it.
All right, I hear you, Tony. And concerns are justified, but to make these, as Vinny said, Jazz Chisholm's not Mickey Mantle playing like it so far. And they just went up, swept Philly. They took two out of three from Boston at Fenway. Yankees are kicking some serious ass right now, but Gerrit Cole had to get scratched from his last start.
Mm-hmm.
Their starting ERA as a rotation has been very robust, even as they've had this little burst of success. Their closer, Clay Holmes, is approaching Kimbrel territory. He blew the save a couple of nights in Philly, a game in which they eventually won in extra innings. But injuries are effective, and they're a factor for all teams. Look at the Braves. They've been crushed by injuries. Just got to let it play out a little bit more. Bigger concern to me is guys that are on the team now not playing well.
Yeah.
In Adley's case in point, Gunner defensively especially case in point. Mullins flashes like he's ready to bust out of whatever he's been in, and then he goes into these throes of a long slump again, that sort of thing. And right now, Vinny, the back end of the Orioles bullpen, who's closing games in late September? Who's closing tonight? It's not going to be Craig Kimbrel. We know that for sure.
Well, Bob, with the problem with the runners in scoring position, last year, I'm guessing
they were number one.
I know, yeah. So who was the clutch hitters? Adley, I'm guessing. Who else were the clutch hitters?
They had a lot of guys coming through.
That this year they can't get them in. I mean, you get first and third, nobody out, and you can't get them in.
But let's stress this, too, before we get to the break and Johnny and Q, hang tight. Last year, they were middle of the pack in homers,
yeah.
Top of the line in runners in scoring position. This year, they're below middle of the pack runners in scoring position, but they lead the majors in homers. But they're still top run producing team, top amongst the runners in score. I mean, with runs per game. Now, yesterday they had been kind of percolating here towards the end of the Padres through Toronto. Got quieted yesterday by a Cleveland team that might have the overall best pitching staff in Major League Baseball. But no more excuses, right? Injuries for all teams, as Tony said, are a factor. But the Birds are tied for first. It's August 2nd. But got to start picking up the old pace here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Ted Nugent, Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw here on The Fan. Or last night, I should say, out in Canton, Ohio, as the Bears and Texans got it on. Actually, a spirited contest for as long as it lasted. Brett Rippon looking like Mark Rippon.
Yeah.
Throwing three touchdown passes there. The new kickoff rule, something we'll get into. I still don't understand it, to be honest with you. There were no explosive plays. Mm-mm. I mean, nobody got past the 32, if I'm not mistaken. But you get where we're coming from. Olympics happening right now. The men's U.S. under 23 team getting donutted by Morocco. 3-0 there. Simone Biles won the all-around gold medal, as she is prone to do. Katie Ledecky down the road in Bethesda. She won her 13th medal, a silver, part of the 4x200 relay. We'll get into all of that and more. U.S. women win last night. Alisa Thomas, Maryland. She had 8 points in the victory for the United States team. Men's basketball is back on the hardwood tomorrow against Puerto Rico. There's a lot to get into, and we will, but let's get out to the phone. You want to complain about the Orioles? Well, listen. I mean, they're tied for first. It's already in August. They're going to the playoffs. But it's, as we said earlier, Nolan, get in here. Nolan, Vinny as well. A year ago, we were like, oh, man, we're one of the best teams in baseball. Now it's like we're one of the shakiest teams in baseball because of injuries and inconsistencies and all the other stuff going along. All right, let's go to Baltimore. It's Johnny. Johnny, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Featured Artist Friday? I hope you like Ted Nugent, because that's what you're getting.
Hey, guys. Let me talk about the trade deadline. Then I personally need to move past it. And like you just said, then we'll look towards this as a playoff team, and I'll be optimistic. But let me complain about this one time, all right?
Go ahead.
So what I'm struggling with here is I don't think that this team, as it stands today, I hope I'm wrong. I trust Elias. I don't think this team wins the division as it stands today. I think the Yankees made the move. They made that big move to try to get better. You see it paying off right now. Yes, it's been a week. I don't know if we're better than we were a week ago. I think that Elias made some moves to shake things up a little bit. But you saw, I was watching MLB Network, you saw a shock in some of these analysts' face when the Orioles didn't make that big move. They kind of looked around. They said, what's happening? They had the opportunity to go out and get something big, make that next step. I mean, talk about that liftoff. I mean, we're already there. We're a playoff team. I'm not complaining about where we're at in terms of the last 3 years, Elias getting us here. But we kind of are looking around and going, I really wish we made that big move. And it's kind of, and the move I'm really struggling with is Trevor Rogers, right? That move for that guy, it seems like you gave up more for that guy than you did for Corbin Burns back in March, right? It seems like those two prospects were worth more than Joey Ortiz and DL Hall. And he's not even the second best pitcher on the Marlins on that roster. So that's the move I'm really struggling with. I'm gonna wipe my hands with it and then let it go. But that trade deadline was a really head scratcher for me.
All right, Johnny, thank you very much. So he's going to let it go, but it's been lingering there for a couple of days, no doubt about it. Which is funny because most of the expert air quote types gave the Orioles a passing grade for what they did at the trade deadline, and even on MLB Network, ESPN, The Athletic, did the Yankees pass the Orioles? Everybody said no. They have not, because the Yankees still have major concerns with their starting rotation. DJ LeMahieu, he went off the other day. He had 6 ribbies. He had 13 for the season. You really think Jazz Chisholm's going to play like this for the rest of the year? By the way, playing third base for the first time in his career, you don't think that's going to come back to bite him? But yeah, the Orioles are flawed. We'll worry about them in September. Right now, you got to worry about Cleveland, who's been kicking the Orioles' ass this year. 3-1 against Baltimore. We talk about the Yankees this, Red Sox that. Cleveland might be the team to worry about when it's all said and done, because Jose Ramirez is a stud. And they just got Thomas from the Nats, who made the Orioles pay last night. And they got the best bullpen in baseball, which in short series in October really, really becomes a factor. Orioles bullpen, we don't even know who the closer is. We're sitting here, what time is it? 10:41? I have no idea who's closing for the Orioles tonight if they have a safe situation against the Cleveland Guardians. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go get Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up?
Hey, what's good? What's going on, fellas?
How you doing? First of all, where the hell have you been?
Come on, Bob. Don't act brand new.
I'm serious, you, man.
Rashawn, listen, Rashawn told you one-on-one the stunt that your rookie producer did to me, and okay. I haven't called since. So he told you to deal with that. That's why I haven't been calling. But I haven't forgot about your bid. I got you.
Don't worry about that. It's great to hear from you, and you're welcome to call here anytime, man.
Appreciate it. You got to show the young guys the ropes around here.
Even though you're about to rag on the Orioles.
First and foremost, man, the Orioles being in first place is more of an indictment to how much of a fraud that this team is, more than it is the Yankees. Let me tell you this. Since I started liking the Yankees early 90s, when I started watching baseball, this has always been traditionally a second-half team. They start off garbage in the first half, injuries, just bad play, and then they turn up after the All-Star break, second half. So I was surprised this year that the Yanks started off as hot as they did, contrary to the belief. Now, I agree with you with the pitching. The pitching is suspect, but I take our pitching, our rotation, any day over the Orioles' rotation. Secondly, I forgot the gentleman's name that called earlier, and he was basing his concerns.
Tony.
Y'all my guys. What's his name?
Tony. Tony Rose.
Oh, yeah, Tony. Tony threw a list of names out there, and one of the guys he named was Stanton. And then you tried to brush it off and say, well, Stan is whatever Stan
he's
is.
He's going to be hurt. Play. He'll be hurt by mid-September. You know that, too.
At the end of the day.
He knows it.
But look, that's a key part that we missed. We only had Soto and Judge offensively. During this seven to eight week skid that the Yankees been on, it's been mainly offense more than pitching. So now we get my boy Jazz. That y'all try to dismiss.
Yeah.
Look at his stats. You look at his stats. Uh-huh. Never mind the Yanks stats so far with the quote-unquote week that you mentioned. The guy came to the Yanks with about 13, 14 home runs, batting 270 with 60 RBIs. Close to it. So you want us to dismiss that?
You
want to dismiss that, and you want to dismiss the 20, close to 20 home runs that Stanton had prior to his injury months ago, close to a month and a half ago, and say, hey, don't worry. It's cool to be optimistic, but this station, period. Y'all my guys, but as I always say, y'all just there's too much homerism.
Who's tied for first place in the American League East, Q?
Yeah, and that's more of an indictment on how bad the Orioles were. Y'all said this is a World Series team. Y'all should have been up seven games.
Q, 5 years ago, you were a Twins fan.
Oh, boy. No, Vinny coming out with a haymaker.
That was my side team, but I've always been a naturally born Yankees fan, point blank. But at the end of the day, the Yanks win this division, and I think that you could say Jazz or whatever. Jazz has brought a unique aura to the team that they've been lacking for the past month and a half. So the O's is a fraud. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just calling it on a realistic aspect. You're not going away. Take it easy, fellas.
All right, Q, great to hear from you. There's Q at Pikesville. Good to hear from him as he comes in and just totally napalms the Orioles right out of the gate. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get to you. Jonas Schaefer, going to talk to Ravens, Baltimore Banner. Ravens back at the practice field today, 1 o'clock. A week from tonight, they take on the Eagles. Two playoff teams, two teams with Super Bowl hopes. You're not going to see that level of talent on the field. But, you know, both teams, I think the Phillies are under the microscope more than the Ravens. But then again, if the Ravens go 17-0 and Lamar wins a third MVP and they don't get out of the second weekend of the NFL playoffs, then, but Sirianni gets fired at Philadelphia stakes. The good news, Coby Mayo will take his first major league swings. It looks like tonight in Cleveland against the Guardians, but let's get out to the phones. Go to Baltimore. It's Rashawn. Rashawn, what's up?
Good morning, Bob and Vinny. What's going on?
Hey, Q said hello, by the way. I don't know if you heard
him. I heard Q in this little rant, man. You know, whatever, man. You know, he all pissed off.
What are you, the National Enquirer over here, Rashawn?
Yeah, man, Q pissed off, man. Like I told Q, man, we need to hear from him more often, man. You know, he thinks people hate him, man. He get people riled up, man. You know, you need people like him, man.
Hey, I love Q. I love him.
Yeah, like we was at the Fan Fest, man. Fanniversary thing, what it was called, was the one you didn't come to, Bob. You know, if I was asking about you,
that's right.
But the main two people he was asking about, like, hey, Rashawn, where's Q at, and where's Trippy at, man? You know, like, hey, can you show me and point him out? I'm like, man, well, Trippy here, man, but Q, you know, he don't want to. He thinks people don't like him, man, you know. But anyway, Q talking that nonsense about the Yankees this and, you know, Yankees that, man. Like, man, like, listen, it is featured all this Friday, right?
Yeah.
So Ted Nugent got a song called Come and Take It, man, 2022 release. So, you know, if the Yankees want this division, come take it, which the way the Orioles playing, it ain't going to be too hard, though. especially with your boy pitching last night, Bob, man. Like,
hey, look, you know, I'm not making any absolute assessment of him. It's only one start, so we'll just let things play out here, shall we?
Yeah, you said earlier this week you was like, he's like a left-handed Dean Kramer. You know, I don't know, man. He's like another Cole Irvin to me.
Well,
you know, we could have started.
If he's another Cole Irvin, that's probably not a good look for the Orioles. Cole Irvin DFA'd earlier in the week. Let's just let it all play out. It was a bad first start. He literally had just been introduced to his catcher and his teammates. So, but even he said, I can't make excuses. I basically sucked last night, and he did. And then the Orioles did only score 3 runs, so it's not like the offense isn't without fault, and they were shaky defensively again.
They definitely was. And looking forward, he's not going to be on the, like, I don't think, you know, he's going to be on the playoff, not playoff roster, but like the, when the playoff, they normally would have three pitches, right? That pitch. So
short series, 3 out of 5, probably. I would think the top 3 would be Burns, Grayson, and Eflin.
And Eflin.
And then Manbun would be number 4.
Yeah, so I'm comfortable with that. So, but it still is like, you know, if Manbun is number 4, that means we traded Norby and Stowers for a number 5 starter.
Man,
you know?
Stowers 0-for-7 with 6 Ks in Miami. So let's not, we didn't trade Carlos Stremski. I like Norby. Stowers, 26 years old at best. He's a 4th, 5th outfielder with the Orioles. He gets an opportunity to shine, and if he becomes a stud, so be it. Thanks, Rashawn, for the call. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Hey, Q, just to clean this up a little bit. In Miami this year, Jazz Chisholm was hitting .249. Mm. Not .270. All right, we'll come back. Get to your phone calls as time permits. We got to talk Ravens, however, Joe DeShaper, a week from the preseason opener. Jonas with the Baltimore banner. How's training camp look? We're 2 weeks in. Back at practice today at 1 o'clock. Back in pads tomorrow. It's Vinny. It's Haney. It's Dolan. It's 105.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.